Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 4, The Wise Man, Part 2, The Plight of the Conditioned Soul, continued. And in this regard, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recites a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam in the 11th canto, taken from the instructions of Narada Muni to Vasudeva, the father of Krishna. Bhayan dvitiya binibeshatasyad ishad apetasya viparyayo smriti tan mayayato buddha avajetang bhakyaikayeshang gurudevatatma. In this quotation from the nine sages who were instructing Maharaj Nimi, maya is defined as forgetfulness of one's relationship with Krishna. Actually, maya means that which is not. It has no existence. Thus, it is false to think that the living entity has no connection with the Supreme Lord. One may not believe in the existence of God, or one may think that he or she has no relationship with God. But these are all illusions, maya. And due to absorption in this false conception of life, man is always fearful and full of anxieties. In other words, a godless concept of life is maya. One who is actually learned in the Vedic literatures surrenders unto the Supreme Lord with great devotion and accepts Krishna as the supreme goal. And when a living entity forgets the constitutional nature of his or her relationship with God, then one is at once overwhelmed by the external energy. And this is the cause of one's false ego, his or her false identification of the body with the self. Indeed, one's whole conception of the material universe arises from this false identification with the body, for he or she becomes attached to the body and its byproducts. To escape this entanglement, one has only to perform his or her duty and surrender unto the Supreme Lord with intelligence and devotion and with sincere Krishna consciousness. The conditioned soul falsely thinks oneself happy in the material world. But if one is favored by the instructions of an unalloyed devotee, then he or she gives up one's desire for material enjoyment and becomes enlightened in Krishna consciousness. And as soon as one enters into Krishna consciousness, his or her desire for material enjoyment is at once vanquished, and one gradually becomes free from material entanglement. Just as there is no question of darkness wherever there is light, so Krishna consciousness is the light which dispels the darkness of material sense enjoyment. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 4, The Wise Man, Part 2, The Plight of the Conditioned Soul, continued. Recorded July 12, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.